Hello and welcome to another edition of Graphic Audio's Behind the Microphone. I'm Jason Pantaloons, and today we have with us one Brian Cotter of the Deathlands series. I'm assuming you want to cut through the crap and get right to the questions, right, Ryan?
All right.
Okay. How did this whole wandering with the companions thing start?
Well, wandering, I don't know if I'd call it wandering. We're searching for something.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know what it is, but when we find it, we'll know.
I see. Ah, okay.
And
again, how did it start?
Yeah, I guess it started. I used to be with a guy called the Trader. We had a caravan of wags that would journey from various points in the Deathlands where we would trade and barter. We were heavily armed and dealt with a lot of assholes along the way. Dealt with lethal force, I would have to say.
I see.
When that gang broke up due to circumstances beyond our control, I hooked up with a couple of other people. J.B. Dix was a survivor of the breakup of the Traitor's gang. We actually went through something called a Matrans device. It kind of separated us from the Traitor's crew that was still existing. I don't know, does that answer your question?
Yes, it does. Now, don't worry about anyone hearing the next question. This is strictly between you and me. Which of the companions is, would you say, your favorite, and why?
My favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that would have to be my romantic companion, Christy.
Yeah. And why is that?
Take a look at her.
Okay. I get it.
Stupid question.
I understand.
All right.
Next question. Now, let me remind you that no one else will be hearing this.
Yeah.
Who would you say is your... who would you say is your least favorite of the companions?
Least favorite?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well... it depends on the situation. They're all a valuable member of the team, or they wouldn't be with me still. We've had some dead weight over the years, but somehow they don't manage to survive. I mean, Doc pisses me off sometimes, but it's not his fault. He's crazy.
Crazy?
Well, sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You can always count on him when the chips are down, but he kind of wanders off. He's been through some rough times.
Yes, okay. Okay, I see. So, he's the hardest to deal with?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Moving on. How can I put this delicately? You're wandering through and you run into a couple of, strangers or redshirts or people who you don't know. Sometimes they call you One Eye or Cyclops.
Yeah.
Now, just between you and me, how do you feel about that? Does that hurt your feelings or
well,
cause you to feel?
You know, I try to act tough, but
ooh.
Sorry.
All right.
Are we still rolling?
Yes.
Okay, wait a minute. Nah, I'm used to it. I'm too tough for that kind of thing.
I see. Okay.
Of course, you know, usually the person who says it doesn't live long, but...
one more thing.
Yeah.
Fire blast.
Yeah.
You say it a lot. Why is that? Why not fuck or shit? Just fire blast. Why?
Well, I picked it up from Trader and, I don't know. Fuck, I don't know. Somehow, I don't know what it is, but, we never really talked about it. Everybody sort of, came up with their own little catchphrase. I don't know, maybe it was a marketing thing. It gives you a sense of your own identity, because nobody else really says Fire Blast. Kind of works for me. Yeah. When am I going to hear this?
I'll let you know.
Yeah, and, better make me look good.
Oh, no, I will.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, because I know where you live.
You do? Who told you?
Well, not really, but it sounded tough, didn't it?
Yes.
I can find out where you live. How's that?
Yes.
Yeah, make my day.
Well, thank you, Ryan, for joining us.
All right.
This has been another edition of Graphic Audio's Behind the Mic.
You know?
Good night.
If I had just cleared my voice, I wouldn't sound like that.